Welcome everyone to the Three Dot Podcast. My name is Alex.
This is Brian with the Silent E.
And this is D Goody.
And this is our
Oh.
If you didn't see that, I was doing a lot of arm movements. Our Thanksgiving special.
That was
Or should I say un-Thanksgiving.
Is it a fly?
Huh?
That was un-Thanksgiving.
That was un-Thanksgiving.
It looked like it was trying to swat a fly.
Little known fact, there's this thing called how to swat a fly that it's like this dance that I do.
Yeah, and I like to make him do it when he's drunk.
It's like when I'm very drunk.
Yeah.
And that's when I'm like, you're a little ungrateful bitch.
It's not even a dance. It's martial arts.
I did see this. I've seen this like multiple times.
Yes, you have.
Yeah.
It's the way of swatting. That's what it is. The way of the swat.
Okay. So both of you ungrateful fucks. No, I'm just kidding. You guys are grateful. But we're talking about un-Thanksgiving. So this is like a reverse Thanksgiving, a time where you felt that you were ungrateful. A time where you felt that you were undermined, so people were taking advantage of you. And what's one thing you could do without? All right.
Yeah.
And all intended purposes, though, let's stick with Thanksgiving. Okay. But if you can't think of Thanksgiving, it's perfectly fine.
Mm. Okay.
So for me, the topic actually came up when I was several years ago. It was with my aunt, and we were in Tracy. And like in the middle of nowhere, and she was slaving away cooking dinner. Filipino dinner is huge. It's, you know.
You have an aunt in Tracy?
I have several family members. Dave. We're just here.
Yes. That's where my family's at. My family's just right here.
Maybe you guys are related. You're a lucky man.
No, he's talking about his family's literally just proper SF.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, I have family in Tracy. That's okay. how we talk about it.
You just never mentioned it. But anyway, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dave. You want me to tell you where the rest of my families live?
Yes, that'd be great.
Vancouver.
Vancouver.
I got family in Vancouver, too.
Okay, Did we ask you, Brian?
I just wanted to connect.
Okay, so my aunt was slaving away, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, you boys, you guys are getting too drunk. And that came out as Russian or something. But anyways, like, we were getting really drunk, and it was like the first time we haven't seen each other in a real long time. We're drinking. And the
pounding away on Thanksgiving.
The next thing you know, we wake up and it's already Black Friday. We passed out the whole Thanksgiving dinner.
How many of you were there?
There was six guys, and I was the least drunk because I remember my dad calling, going, "Alex, you need to take care of your cousins because they're fighting. They got drunk fight, like they were about to fight."
Oh man!
Yeah, it was a mess. But anyways, like, I felt really bad. Obviously, you should feel bad.
Mm.
So I didn't go out Black Friday. I just like made it up by celebrating Thanksgiving
the next day.
Black Friday should be the episode on its own. It's fun.
So let's talk about this episode, okay, Brian?
Come on, man.
So
quit being ungrateful.
Okay, so I was at a lot of points in my life, and the thing was, on Thanksgiving, my uncle and my one specific uncle and auntie would give every kid a present because they back in the
for
day,
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, because they couldn't have kids back then.
Oh.
Just because now they could, they have a child. It's one of my cousins actually.
Nice.
And but back then, this is what they did. It was like a pre-Christmas thing, so we would all get presents. At the time, there was about 1, 2, 3, 4 cousins. It was including myself.
Uh-huh.
And I was the eldest, and so I remember not getting a present that Thanksgiving, and the reason why was because they gave me the "you're getting older." And I was a fucking spoiled son of a bitch. I could not let it go. I remember I was being a brat, dude. I remember just my uncle was sitting on the couch, and I would sit on the opposite side.
How old were you then?
Huh?
How old were you?
Oh God. I gotta be like 12 or 13.
Dang.
I was banging my head on the couch and just being like, "What?" I was just complaining like, "I don't get it. Why don't I get anything?" And I was just sour the whole day. I was an ungrateful son of a bitch for sure that holiday. But I love those two to death, and I see what they were doing.
They're preparing you for the real world.
They were preparing me for the real world. Really. Everything cannot be given
you
to you.
You gotta earn things, man.
Yeah.
So
things just don't.
Those are one of my favorite uncle and aunt. So
nice.
But
nice.
grew from that. But I was a very ungrateful kid. Very.
Huh.
Yeah. Well, spoiled as new.
That stuck out.
Well, for me, I think, well, I don't think, but the biggest thing that I've done that I've kind of noticed, it's like an ongoing thing,
mm-hmm.
is that I have a, in my family, there's like a weird gap between the younger generation and an older generation.
It's like a big gap.
You have a big family, by the way.
Yeah.
A huge.
It's a.
I have a big family too, but I've seen footage a little bit. I remember, like, it might have been Thanksgiving or Christmas. I've seen your Snapchat. You got a big family.
No, yeah, I have a huge family, and it's still growing.
The fact that you have an uncle that you never met in Sydney that hung out with us and bought us food.
Yeah.
That's, yeah, dude.
I've never met the guy.
And then Dave was so awkward. Like, his uncle was like, he seemed like he wanted to hang out and grab a drink with us and stuff. And I'm like, Dave, why are you being so difficult right now? You didn't want to hang out with him.
That's the thing. That's my topic right now.
Oh, yeah?
Where, like, there's just thing. Like, once I have my mindset to something, like, I usually go for it.
Yeah. So. Yeah. No, okay, keep going.
Yeah.
I think I know where you're going with this.
So, for me, when it's about and Thanksgiving, food gets there, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would go in, get the food, and then I would go about the rest of my day. Mm-hmm. I'm very minimal talking to the family because it's so big.
You go back to your room and just...
No, I don't go back to my room. Like, I just hang out with like my younger cousins.
Okay.
Like,
age gap is so huge.
The age gap is so huge. Like, there's...
Oh, no, I get what you mean. Yeah.
Like, I have like my other cousins that we do talk. Like, it's very on the surface of like sports and whatnot. Like, they're all about the sports. I'm not in sports, so we don't really have too much in common.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what the things I want to talk about, I can relate more to my younger cousins because we grew up doing things together. Mm-hmm. So, like...
Like Tybo Billy Blanks, or...
Some what?
Tybo Billy Blanks?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
I used to do Tybo.
Makes sense.
Yeah, so I've kind of picked up on, like, I want to interact with the family more.
Yeah.
But every time I try to, it becomes this awkward...
No, I know what you mean, because in family gatherings, I try not to get stuck between my older cousins and my mother and my auntie, because all we talk about is...
It's all about how you work.
Yeah.
What you want to do with your life. Do you have girlfriend?
Think about getting your master's.
Things like that. Yeah. And then I'm like, I don't want to talk about that.
I mean, I know what you mean. I do want to talk about it, but for a minimal amount of time. And then I want to go over to where the kids are at.
Yeah.
That's my thing.
So. I want to hang out with, like, the people that I want to hang out with.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, like, now that I'm older, I feel like I have a responsibility to talk, like, business or talk shop with the,
so
like,
now
the older
that,
generation.
So
you do have to talk
so
with
now
everyone.
That you're
yeah.
Old, now that you're older, do you realize you have to kind of bridge the gap between the
I kind of I kind of huh? feel like I have to bridge the gap, okay. But then it's still weird for me. Like, I will still have moments where, like, I can't connect with them on any level. Like, I'm yeah. It's a bad habit of mine where I would go up and then I would get my food and then just be like, oh, hey, what's up? Oh, hey, uncle. Oh, hey, auntie. How's it going?
Yeah.
Oh,
one thing I was really ungrateful
and
for.
And then just, like, dip.
Just you just bounce.
Yeah, I just, like, go back, like, because this is my area, like, where we record, this is, like, my zone.
Yeah.
So I would come back down here, and they, every now and then they'll pop in their head, and they're all like, oh, hey, Dave, what's up? I'm like, oh, hey, what's up? And that would be the conversation.
Yeah.
Nice. That's it. And then they're all like, okay.
One thing you can do, I mean, like, and this is just not, I'm not trying to be Dr. Phil or anything, like, because you converted this area, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And now this could be a place where everyone can hang out.
Mm.
Yeah, that's the idea.
Yeah.
That is the idea. I want people to hang out over here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, obviously, it's still in progress.
Yeah.
But I mean, once that gets all sorted out and then I could do more stuff to this,
yeah,
then obviously
so
I
much
want
room for activities.
Yeah.
All
and
activities,
also
right?
it's like, you never know, you know, the thing is, time does run out and you gotta, you know, kind of value the time you have with family.
Mm-hmm.
And so
real deep, man,
you know. No I really thought about that because I know what Dave is talking about.
I know what he's talking about too. I was gonna get to that, but
yeah,
go ahead.
But I was just going to say my part and say that there are times where you think about, like, damn, I should have talked to that person more.
Yeah.
So I try to value that now. I try to balance it out. Because usually I just go straight to my room, eat my food.
But I haven't done it in so long where, like, I don't know what to talk about.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know where to start. I'd be all like, oh, hey, how's work? Where do you work now?
Yeah.
How are the kids? Because, you know, my older cousins now have kids.
Yeah.
And they're all like, how are they? Oh, yeah, they're running around. Oh, awesome. Like, how are they?
And then,
like,
you wait till the other adults talk to each other, and that's when you walk out. That's what,
yes.
That's what,
yes.
That's what I do. Like, this is my escape. It's time for me to go.
It's so, like, my family's just so big, I can't connect with everybody.
Yeah.
And I want to, because obviously, like, I knew them growing up.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it's gotten to the point where, like, I just almost avoid all contact. Like, I get what I want, I know what I want, and I dip, like I just bounce. Mm-hmm.
You know, for me it was different because, like, unlike you guys like grew into knowing, like, oh hey, maybe I should take some responsibility in talking to the older folks too. Mm-hmm. Like I was already pitted. I was like Harry Potter, like the boy who lived. Uh-huh. He was like, he's the one that's gonna talk to the old people and the young people. Oh, like
you're the Avatar. You bridge the gap between two worlds, huh?
Yeah, like it would, because like I was my dad's son, and my dad was, he still is the black sheep of the family.
Okay.
Even till this very day, this guy will leave a house burning a blazing trail, hot coal ash, if you don't say something to him. He holds a grudge forever. Mm. And that's how he is. He's the black sheep of the family. So it was my duty to suppress that old man that he is. And whenever there's family gatherings, is to keep him in the house. So I felt like growing up, there was a job for me to talk to the old people to make sure that they're having a good time. Mm. Then I'd hang out with my younger cousins. And then something horrible will happen, like a piece of furniture will hit my cousin in the leg or something. That's normal.
Okay.
But on to a point where we felt ungrateful. You know how I talked about, like, my aunt felt, you know, I felt really bad.
Yeah.
My aunt, she cooked Thanksgiving dinner. The following year, I was like, this time, I'm not going to be a fuck up. I'm going to go help my aunt. So it was me and her helping. We did the turkey. I was like doing the stuffing, and, you know, stuffing's not that hard, but still. We were doing the whole Thanksgiving, the whole shebang. And literally, my cousins got too drunk again. And because of that, I felt what my aunt felt last year, the year before. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you little fuckheads. Like, I'm gonna fart in your pillows, or I'm going to fart in your eyes when you're sleeping. You little shitholes. Like,
I'm not getting Auntie mad this year.
Yeah, I'm like, whatever. I'm going to be good boy. Because I'm the Avatar, you know?
You're bridge of the gap.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I was trying to set examples by my cousins. Mind you, they're older than me too, which is so weird. Mm. But yeah, it's an interesting concept.
Well, did it work? Were you appreciated that you were able to not get yourself drunk?
Bless you, Dave. No, for me, it didn't matter. It was more of just like me knowing that I was doing the right thing.
Okay.
But I did feel. It sucked. It fucking sucked, dude. Mm-hmm. Feeling underappreciated sucks, especially like when you're with your family or someone you care about.
That's the thing about being underappreciated every now and then.
I think it's...
I don't think people... Some people don't notice that they're doing it.
It's the tip of the blade. Family always sees you.
Yeah, like,
they see you so much that, you know, they can say something hurtful and it just won't come off hurtful for them. But mm-hmm. to you, it's like, God, that sucked. Dude.
Yeah.
Damn it. Yeah.
God damn it. I know I'm getting... The bop. If you don't know what that is, you're a little chub.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what happened.
Okay. With me, as I got older, I tried to, you know, well, as the eldest one, and I'm pretty sure this goes for maybe all types of families. But
you're the oldest one in the family, right?
Yeah, I am. In a Filipino family, you're depended on for everything. You got to do everything. You got to, and I still do till this day. But there's like 9 of us now in terms of cousins, and they're all of age to do something in the house.
Mm-hmm.
But in my later teens, I remember, you know, helping out with the cooking and with the garbage and with, you know, bringing out the food on the table. And I'm just like, wait a minute, there's like five more of us in here. Like, why don't you tell like Raven to do something or Steph to do something?
Yeah,
it's kind of like they worked up my name to do everything. But nowadays, I'm glad to do it. You know what I mean? I was a little bitch when I was a kid. So you know,
making it up,
huh?
You're making it up.
What do you mean?
Because then you said you're a little bitch as a little kid, and now that you're older, you're kind of you're a good boy.
I try to be nowadays.
Yeah.
I'm making up for it.
Yeah.
What I wasn't trying to do.
The fucking thing that I hate the most when you do go to Thanksgiving is like, are you dating anyone?
You know what? I don't.
God damn it, man.
I get that. Okay, I get that from family that's from out of town.
Yeah.
I don't get it from my direct family here.
Because they know.
They they just know. And my uncles are believed to think that I'm gay because I've never brought a woman to them. I'm like, yeah, that's why I'm never gonna bring her to you guys.
I've had that too.
Yeah, see,
well, my uncle would be all like, "Hey, are you bakla?" Yeah. That means gay and Filipino.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're all like, no.
I have different levels of uncles. One, you know, the quiet one, the smart one, the witty one, and then the guy who just makes fun of you.
Yeah.
When the guy that makes fun of you, that, oh, God. Then all the other uncles kind of follow with.
The best part about me with my family is that I am a jokester. I am like the one who makes fun of shit.
Yeah.
So I think that's why I was the bridge of it all. So whenever they would talk to me about girls, my uncles, they would never talk to me about dating women. Mm-hmm. But it was my aunts. Mm-hmm. My aunts were like, oh, are you dating that girl still? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, I'm dating this other girl. And then every other year it would be like that. And it would be
I think
just stopped asking. They were like, they were just assuming that I was dating someone new. And it's like, whatever.
I got tired of that question. I stopped answering
right,
the question.
Right, right.
I stopped. They're all like, are you dating someone? I just started like, no. Because then I know where that question leads. They like to stick their fork in like way deep into that question.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? They're all like, do you have a girlfriend? I'm like, I'm kind of seeing somebody right now. I'm like, oh, what's her name? Is she pretty? Is she rich?
The investigation. Is she a nurse? The investigation is on.
And then I'm all like, oh my God. I'm like, no, no, yes, no, no. And then they're all like, well, why not? When can we meet her?
Yeah.
Like, do you have a picture? Is she a Facebook? And I'm all like, ugh, I just don't want to deal with that.
Does she have a Friendster?
Yeah.
Yeah. Does she have a
Friendster? Holy shit.
Is she cute? Huh?
Yeah. The questions don't stop. You just got to put your foot down and say, no.
I'm all like, nope. So I stopped answering
that question.
If there
was something going on, I would have brought her already. But, man.
So peep this. I have one more thing to say before we end and close it out.
Okay.
What's one thing you're not grateful for this year? What's one thing you're not thankful for this year?
Oh, I have the same one every year.
Something that you're not grateful for?
Oh, yeah. The United States of a fucking America. And I'll tell you why. This is my reason.
Whoa.
Whoa. Did you just get anti-patriotic here?
I did. On Thanksgiving, though. You have to listen to my reason.
Okay.
Our dishes are getting more American every fucking year, dude. I'm like, when did we start putting stuffing in our turkey? Dude, 10 years ago, every dish we would have on our table would just be literally Filipino food. And I miss that shit. I miss having, like, the typical Filipino food. Every year, it's been getting Americanized, like, every year. I mean, I'm thankful to have food, definitely.
Yeah,
but
it's
just, like, we're following the infomercials. We're following what people cook on TV. Yeah. And it's just like, ah.
Literally, I had Filipino food last night with Ken because we missed our mom's cooking. That's literally what we had. I'm grateful for my mom's cooking, but I will tell you what I'm not grateful for after Dave's.
So that's what I meant by I'm grateful for the United States of America.
You're ungrateful?
Just because
you're ungrateful for American cuisine, I guess, right?
The typical American cuisine. It was to be turkey, stuffing.
We word that.
Cranberry.
Good Lord, cranberry. What the hell am I going to do with this cranberry? I don't eat cranberry.
You know what to do. Pass the drug test, baby boy.
Yeah,
that's completely fair.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
But you, Dave.
What I'm ungrateful for is I don't like. This is just a huge opinion of mine, and people can probably hate me on it. I don't like Thanksgiving in general.
Okay.
I mean, I like the
holiday. It's not for a lot.
I like the idea that people come together.
I know people that hate Christmas.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Who the hell are these people? And I'll punch them in the throat.
Anyways.
Yeah, like Thanksgiving, it's like a it's like Valentine's Day. Why does it got to be like one day that you got to be thankful?
I get where you're coming from.
It's a reminder.
Yeah, no, I get where you're coming from.
Candy
like
grams.
I get like it's supposed to be a reminder that we should all be grateful for certain things.
Yeah.
But I don't like how that's almost like that should be common knowledge.
Well, especially with how social media is built today.
You know,
you're going to wait for that one person that goes, you should be thankful every day.
The sad part is, though, you know, we all know that we should be thankful every day, but we're not.
It's almost like same thing with Christmas. It's a lot of it is based on consumerism now. It's just all like, let's make a profit out of it.
Yeah.
Mm. And I'm all like, this is like the whole idea is supposed to be like all of us come together and all this stuff. And then actually, you know what people think? Oh, Thanksgiving. You know what's in? You know what's the day after that? Black Friday.
Yeah.
And I'm all like,
The one thing that I do like about that is that there's a lot of retail stores now that are taking back Black Friday. That's a tongue twister. They actually closed it down. They're not open on that day after Thanksgiving anymore because they want you to spend time with family.
Yeah.
42 major retailers. And that started with REI.
Because then like a Black Friday, seriously, like.
Yeah.
Before a long time ago when you know I was younger and all that and I was growing up, like everyone spent like we all go to one house and I have a pretty big family. We all go to one house and we spend the time up to 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
Now we spend it maybe till like 10, 11 o'clock, and everyone's off doing, like, oh, we're going to go, like, this place at this time, so we're going to go line up.
Yeah, that's, like, a part of the thing now, yeah, right?
It's a part of the culture. And I'm all like, what happened? Yeah. Like, no one wants literally to spend time
one,
with
one,
each other?
Literally 1 year, like, all of our family members left each other, and then we ended up hanging out ourselves. Like, I hung out with Brian. We hung out with Ken. Mm-hmm. We were trying to see what you were doing. You were with, we ran into you at Target. I remember that. It was 1 year. But anyways.
Anyway, what are you ungrateful for?
What am I ungrateful for? Man, I'm ungrateful for a lot of things.
Name one.
Well, I mean, I can go, like, really environmentalist, and I could go ungrateful for the food that we get on Thanksgiving, because we don't need to eat that. Not necessarily Bri. Just, like, the amount of food that we make. We don't have to make that much.
That is true. There's always
leftovers, you know? Yeah. But then again, you have leftovers for a week. Yeah. Turkey sandwich, turkey tacos, turkey. Yeah.
Turkey.
Cranberry. Because one.
That's fair. Like, the quantity of food that is made is almost ridiculous.
Yeah. Because the last Thanksgiving I did, they actually just made small things. And it wasn't like a turkey or anything. It was just like, oh, like turkey wraps. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's an American tradition, though. Like, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. Like, I'm just saying the whole idea of that's very American, where you have an overabundance of food.
Yeah, and what I'm trying to
say. I think I've always, like, thought it was a Filipino thing.
No, like, in general.
Okay.
Yeah, having,
like, if you think America and you think of the food made in America, it's oversized, it's saturated, and it's like an abundance of it.
Maybe weird, but a hot dog comes to my mind with
America. Yeah, that's pretty much, dude.
Like American
sure,
food.
Yeah.
Well, but what I'm trying to say is that, like, we don't need to eat that much. One, it's, like, less green if you make that much crap. Mm. And two, like, you're gaining weight, you know? And three, like, you can make healthier alternatives. Why does it have to be turkey?
This is responsible over here.
You know what I'm saying?
Environmentalist specialist, Dr. De Guzman.
Anyways, what I'm going to actually say, what I'm really ungrateful for, I'm ungrateful for, actually, I'm not. Just that.
Just say it, Alex.
No.
What is it?
No, that's it. I'm just ungrateful for that. That's a safe place to be at. Otherwise, because we're running out of time. And if I say what else I'm ungrateful for, we're going to have to do another show for that.
It's going
to
go for another episode.
It's going to be for another 20 minutes. So I don't want to do that.
But if you have ever experienced any ungratefulness, it doesn't have to be you. It could be someone else, a friend or family that you experienced growing up. Share it with us. Tweet at us at 3.podcasts.
Maybe we'd love to hear it. It'd be fun.
Yeah, maybe we'll share our Thanksgiving dinners with you on our Instagram.
Yeah,
and continue to follow and download and listen to our episodes on Podomatic and iTunes. But we're thankful for you for listening to our show.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
I'm thankful for that.
Hell yeah.
There's a lot more things to be thankful for than unthankful for.
Yes.
Just remember that, okay?
This, I had to think about mine for a little bit.
Yeah, this episode is just so that way you can get shits and giggles for that.
You could be
we just saw where everyone's going.
Chewing on the turkey while you're listening to this show.
I am ungrateful for that shit I'm about to take after I eat all that Thanksgiving food.
Hey.
All right. Have a good night.
All right, guys. Yo, bump up the jam. Bump it up.